News, I'm Ben Thomas. Virginia voters have approved a congressional redistricting plan that could help Democrats win up to 4 additional U.S. House seats in this year's midterm elections. Ruth Ann McCartney voted in South Hill.
We don't have the population of Northern Virginia, and as a rural area, we just need to be heard.
She was a no. Virginia Gost voted yes.
I just want to be even, like Democrats and Republicans. To me, it really, they're going to do what they want to do anyway.
Joanne Lucy's theory?
I'm wondering if maybe it's just because of Trump.
Their votes may not be the final say. The question still faces legal challenges, including before the state Supreme Court. A day before the ceasefire with Iran was set to expire, President Trump posted on social media that he's extending it, along with the U.S. blockade of Iran's ports. He says he's allowing time for Tehran's leaders to, quote, come up with a unified proposal. Pakistan had planned to host a second round of talks, but as Donahue reports, that's on hold.
Vice President J.D. Vance remains in Washington, though he is expected to lead the talks. Iran's chief negotiator said his country won't negotiate under threats. President Trump had warned on CNBC lots of bombs will start going off if there is no agreement.
And they have incredible people, but they seem to be, you know, bloodthirsty. They're led by some very, very unfortunately tough people. And I don't mean tough in a good way. I think it's very negative for the country because we're much tougher than they are.
Iran's chief negotiator said Tehran has new cards on the battlefield that haven't yet been revealed. I'm Ed Donahue.
Oil prices rose again, Brent crude settling above $98 per barrel Tuesday. AAA puts the national average for a gallon of gasoline just above $4.02. And an AP NORC poll finds President Trump's approval rating on the economy has dropped to 30%. This is AP News. The Northeast has been feeling some abrupt temperature swings.
Parts of New England saw temperatures climb last week, followed by sharp drops. Some even saw snow. Several states were issued freeze warnings after temperatures in the high 80s. In Vermont, the temperature swing affected operations at Understory Farm, which grows cut flowers. Tulips that were supposed to be ready for Mother's Day in mid-May have already bloomed in the farm's greenhouses. Owner Greg Witcher.
For us, there's a little bit of stress and anxiety around trying to get everything picked.
Butcher says he's come to expect the dramatic fluctuations in weather each year and is learning to adapt.
So trying to stay really nimble and being flexible and having like a lot of forethought into options for kind of mitigating the risk of those temperature shifts.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.